Life is a struggle. We can't escape that. But it's what you do when you're in the midst of that struggle that defines who you really are. Who am I? Hell, I haven't quite figured that out yet. But what I do know is that when it comes to rising from the ashes, no one does it better than me.
Damn, it's 4:30 already. Shit. What is it?
Guess who has some morning tea?
Damn, I still got morning breath. Can it wait?
Girl, you stupid. Call me back when you get en route.
You would think they would let a motherfucker sleep, knowing that I gotta be up at 4:30 every single morning. Oh, but no. It was absolutely imperative that I heard the latest tea, and my friend Raven always made sure I got me a good cup. She was an elementary school teacher by profession, but if I didn't know any better, I'd say she majored in communications, because all that bitch do is talk. But I ain't gonna lie, I'll be ready to hear it. All right, girl, so what's the tea? I called Raven back on video chat, a ritual we did like every morning. And since I had a long trip on the way to work, I was always down for some early morning entertainment.
Yes! Good morning, boo! Push all the way through with that big face, honey!
Yes! Check out this red lip, though! Mwah!
I see it! Yes! So, girl, listen. You know how Imani Crenshaw be all up on the book with her boo acting like they J and B, right?
Yeah, I be seeing that little hashtag we brag different posts. They cute. Mm-hmm.
Well, girl, Miss Imani about to release her whole entire Lemonade album because according to my sister, Ryan be all up in her inbox trying to get in them draws.
Shut up.
Girl.
See, that's what I be talking about. Social media out here creating fairy tale lives. Motherfuckers be so shiesty. Oh my gosh, girl.
Girl, I know, right? That's why I keep my ish under wraps.
Oh, you do? Now, here I was thinking that you and your boo was faking for the book, too. With all them little cozy family photos. Girl, bye.
Ooh, is that a little breeze I feel on the line?
Why, yes, lovely. That's a little bit of that early morning into the summer breeze.
Why so much shade so early in the morning?
Listen, girl, I'm just saying.
Anyway, girl. You know I had to call you and tell you that little sip of tea.
Mm-hmm. Tea indeed. Anyway, let me call you later. This train about to go under the tunnel.
All right, boo. Have a good day.
I could have talked a few more minutes, but honestly, I just needed to get my mind right. I always needed some early morning peaceful time to prepare myself for the day. I generally turned on my headphones and let the music take me far away.
No one could buy you. You got that thing that vibes who I insecure would hide from. You got your peachy drum too. They tried to steal your sunshine away, babe, but your light it shines all day, babe. And when the world gets dark and the waters wave, the strength within keeps you above, babe. God bless and no stress, cause you still win. Stay up to the dawn, you see the sun again. Light it up and have fun until the end. Release all the tension from your mind.
I'm Keena, by the way. Keena Matthews. I'm a 29-year-old unfulfilled teacher's assistant and a struggling artist slash writer. I write books, plays, songs, TV and movie scripts. You name it, and I do it. And not to boast, but I'm pretty damn dope at it too. I've been almost famous at least a dozen times, but of course, that never manifested into anything. I've been left with empty promises, deals that fell through, and believe me, I've survived every trick and scheme of the entertainment industry that you could possibly imagine. So now, I'm just trying to figure out how to pick up those broken pieces and go get what's mine.
To hear more of the Past Due audio series, make sure you subscribe. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Past Due Audio Series.